What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 559. In this episode, I'll discuss how to prevent unnecessary vancomycin use if your ICU draws routine admission blood cultures. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode559. A recent before-after study published in Critical Care Medicine studied the diagnostic yield of routine blood culture collection for all non-elective ICU admissions, regardless of infection suspicion. The authors found that drawing routine blood cultures was associated with a 1.5-fold increase of detected bloodstream infection. There was a 4.3-fold increase in the number of contaminated blood cultures, but this was not associated with an increase in vancomycin use in the study ICU. Physicians may wish to implement this practice of routine blood cultures, but the static rate of vancomycin use may not be generalizable to other centers. The study authors applied a rigorous algorithm to determine whether a blood culture was a potential contaminant, and this algorithm was included in the supplemental appendix for the article, which you can download in the show notes. The algorithm begins by considering whether the blood culture contains a microorganism that is a skin pathogen like coag-negative staph or viridans group streptococci or carinibacterium, as well as several others. If not, then it's a presumed pathogen. But if yes, it contains a potential skin organism, then one of four possible outcomes decide whether the culture was judged to be a contaminant. Number one, if there was not a second culture available within one culture episode that had an identical microorganism, then the result was considered a contaminant. If there was not polymicrobial growth, the result was considered a contaminant. If only one bottle was positive, the result was considered a contaminant. And finally, if the incubation time was greater than 3 days, the result was considered a contaminant. The key metric that the study looked at in regards to increased vancomycin use was in patients without a clinically suspected infection on day 3 through 5 of their ICU stay. This means that some empiric vancomycin use will occur, as a skin contaminant of coag-negative staph, for example, may initially show as a gram-positive cocci before it's identified. So on days 1 and 2, there may be empiric use of vancomycin. In order to have the best chance of replicating the study results, an evaluation for potentially contaminated blood cultures must occur daily until day 3 is passed, and empiric vancomycin use should be discontinued unless there's another indication or suspected source of infection. A visual representation of the algorithm used can be found on page 5 of the PDF that you can download at the show notes of the supplemental appendix the authors provide. And to access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.